Fast rundown, 8 stories in 1 minute. Jimmy Kimmel fought back tears in a fierce monologue about the killing of Alex Pretty. Stephen Colbert set May 21st as his final late show. Wonder Man dropped all 8 episodes on Disney Plus tonight. Roadside Attractions will present the 98th Oscar-nominated Shorts in Theaters, hosted by Taika Waititi. Sarah Dose's Glacier Meditation Time and Water debuted at Sundance. 5 horror miniseries worth streaming on Netflix. Jeopardy. TOC semifinal saw Scott Riccardi mount a jaw-dropping comeback, plus rankings of the worst TV character exits and a spoiler service overview. That's the tease. We'll unpack each one next.
Spoiler alert. The next segment contains spoilers and full details about Jimmy Kimmel's monologue and the Alex Pretty case.
On Monday night, Jimmy Kimmel got visibly emotional while condemning the killing of Alex Pretty, an ICU nurse shot by federal agents during protests in Minneapolis. Kimmel's opening monologue didn't hold back. He called the agents goons, criticized the shifting official accounts and the lack of evidence that Pretty was armed or threatening, and questioned the narrative being offered by law enforcement and some officials.
Kimmel walked viewers through the inconsistencies. Footage that doesn't show Pretty brandishing a weapon, an agent appearing to disarm him before others opened fire, and claims from some officials that he intended to kill law enforcement, claims Kimmel and many observers say aren't backed up by the public videos. He honored Pretty's work as an ICU nurse treating veterans and urged accountability and compassion for the families involved.
He became emotional when playing a clip of Pretty paying tribute to a veteran patient. Kimmel closed by offering condolences to the Pretty and good families, and asking where the reasonable voices are that might call for accountability. It's one of those late-night moments that moved beyond comedy into direct civic critique.
Spoiler alert. The next segment contains spoilers about Stephen Colbert's announcement and fan reaction to the final Late Show date.
Stephen Colbert has confirmed his final episode of The Late Show will air on May 21st. CBS framed the decision as financial, citing roughly $40 million in annual losses for the program. Though critics and some observers have suggested political context and corporate pressure also played roles.
Fans on social media reacted with sadness and well wishes, offering guesses about Colbert's next move. Streaming platforms, a new format, or something else entirely. The decision also sparked debate about the changing late-night landscape and what it means for political commentary on broadcast TV.
Spoiler alert, the next segment contains full release details and spoilers for Wonder Man Season 1.
Disney Plus dropped Wonder Man Season 1 tonight. All 8 episodes at once at 9 p.m. Eastern. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II stars as Simon Williams / Wonder Man, and the show leans into Hollywood satire with appearances by Ben Kingsley as Trevor Slattery and a cast that includes Arian Mowide, Olivia Thirlby, Josh Gad, and Joe Pantoliano.
Episode titles give you a hint of the tone. Matinee, self-tape, found footage. It's a behind-the-scenes look at an actor navigating a remake, casting politics, and the oddities of the film business. If you binge it, expect a mix of meta-comedy and industry critique.
Spoiler alert. The next segment contains spoilers about the Oscar-nominated Shorts theatrical presentation and the lineup announced.
Roadside Attractions announced they'll present the 98th Oscar-nominated Shorts in theaters across the U.S. and Canada on February 20th, and Taika Waititi will present the programs. They're packaging 3 theatrical blocks, animated, documentary, and live-action shorts, featuring nominees like Butterfly and the Three Sisters in animation, All the Empty Rooms in documentary, and titles like A Friend of Dorothy in live action.
It's a notable push to give short films a theatrical moment ahead of the Oscars, a chance for cinephiles and award season bettors to see the work on the big screen, and for shorts to get more recognition beyond festival circuits.
Spoiler alert! Next, we'll dig into Time and Water. Full details and themes coming up.
Time and Water, directed by Sarah Dosa, premiered at Sundance and is positioning itself as a poetic documentary about archives, memory, and glaciers. It's built around Icelandic writer Andri Snær Magnason's personal archives and the death of Ökjökull Glacier as a symbol for the larger loss of planetary memory when ice disappears.
The film mixes home movies, archival footage, animation, and a reamer, a glacier song poem, to ask what is lost when the ice that stores climate and history melts. There's a haunting inscription featured in the film at Ökjökull's monument, a message about knowing what needs to be done and leaving it to future generations to judge whether we acted. It's both elegiac and political.
Spoiler alert! The next segment lists the 5 Netflix horror miniseries and what makes each stand out. Full spoilers for content and tone.
If you're building a horror watch list, the roundup highlights Midnight Mass, Mike Flanagan's slow burn about faith on an island, The Haunting of Hill House, Flanagan's character-driven classic, Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities, a gothic anthology, Marianne, a French folk horror about a writer's witch coming to life, and Dracula, the three-episode stylized take from Gatiss and Moffat starring Claes Bang.
These picks span slow-burn atmosphere to anthology chills and international tones, showing how the miniseries format can deliver sustained, memorable scares without overstaying its welcome.
Spoiler alert! We've got spoilers from Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions semifinals coming up. Full game play-by-play next.
In the TOC semifinal, Scott Riccardi staged a remarkable comeback. He trailed early but found a key daily double, wagered big, and then struck another daily double in Double Jeopardy to vault into the lead, ultimately finishing with $41,200. Opponents Allegra Cooney and Tom Devlin played well, but couldn't catch him. All three missed the final Jeopardy clue about an 18th century prison letter, making it a rare triple stumper.
Riccardi's strategic daily double hunting and timely wagering earned him a spot in the finals. Fans celebrated the game online, calling it one of the most exciting TOC semifinals of the season.
Spoiler alert! Final two shorter items include a service pitch and a ranked list. Spoilers follow.
There's a short note about a spoiler service website that curates up-to-date spoilers across TV and movies. It aggregates scripts, casting calls, set photos, and exclusive leaks. If you're into knowing plot turns ahead of time, that's their offering.
And rounding out the pack, a nostalgic list ranking the 15 worst TV character exits ever, from Elena Gilbert to Alex Karev, arguing that abrupt, off-screen, or out-of-character departures leave fans feeling cheated. Expect familiar gripes. Botched send-offs tied to behind-the-scenes drama, or rushed writing choices.
That's the roundup for today. If you liked this compact briefing, listen to our full daily episode for extended takes, expert interviews, and listener mail. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's rundown.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more culture, TV, and entertainment news. Until then, stay curious.